Russian forces continued to batter the port city of Mariupol today, focusing their attention on a steel plant housing both soldiers and civilians. But in a rare press conference today, President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces are still holding on. He also broke some news about what would be the highest-level American delegation to Ukraine since the war started. Correspondent Ali Rogan has our report.
Live from a subway station platform in Kyiv, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky held a rare two-hour press conference. He announced a Sunday visit by the Secretaries of State and Defense, Antony Blinken and Lloyd Austin. U.S. officials would not confirm it. Zelensky said they should not come empty-handed.
We're waiting not for just presents or cakes. We're expecting specific things and specific weapons.
Zelensky said that in besieged Mariupol, Russia quickly reversed its decision not to storm a steel plant where fighters and civilians sheltered.
And when the president of the Russian Federation was talking, and he said, there is a citadel there, but we will not be advancing. And 2 hours later after that, the airstrikes happened.
Zelensky said Ukraine is still fighting back, but Russia insists they have control, falsely claiming they've liberated Mariupol's residents.
The situation in Mariupol is normal. City residents can freely move on the streets without hiding from shelling from Ukrainian Nazis.
Beyond the Mariupol standoff, Russian attacks continue throughout the country. Today, they struck the southern port city of Odessa. Firefighters saved who they could, but Ukrainian officials say at least six people were killed, including a three-month-old baby. In the southern Donbas region, where Moscow has concentrated its onslaught, a hospital caught fire following Russian shelling. But fire crews were able to extinguish the flames. In northeastern Kharkiv, Ukrainian officials said a Russian barrage on Friday pounded a civilian neighborhood. Police mounted rescue missions and paramedics treated the wounded. Resident Nadezhda says she is desperate to leave, but there are no good options.
Terrible life. I need to leave, but where? I have animals here. I was hoping it would be okay. Hope dies last.
So too does ingenuity. Seamstresses in Kharkiv have traded fashion for flak jackets.
Today we equipped 44 soldiers, and tomorrow we will equip 44 soldiers, and let God keep them all safe and sound.
A prayer that these volunteers hope make it from the sewing table to the battlefield. For PBS News Weekend, I'm Ali Rogan.